FM 90.3 WJTL, beautiful rendition. Oh, holy night. Tasha Layton, good morning to you at 7:03.
The Comfort and Joy Tour featuring Point of Grace with special guest Jason Gray is coming to Landis Hall at the Junction Center this Friday. Experience the unforgettable melodies and powerful harmonies of Point of Grace, whose music has inspired generations. Get your tickets today at JunctionCenterProductions.com.
Today, our very special guest, our friend Major Thomas Heinzman, is here from the Salvation Army. Major Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fred. How are you?
So great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to my staff. We have the best staff in the world. You know, when you think about how difficult it is to get things ready for your own family for Christmas,
yeah.
My staff is getting Christmas ready for probably 3,000 families this Christmas.
Wow.
And they're just amazing.
That is amazing. Yeah. And you and your wife have been with the Salvation Army how long now?
Yeah, we've been Salvation Army officers now for almost 37 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And how long have you been serving here in Lancaster?
We've been in Lancaster for about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And we have 9 years to go till retirement. So we're hoping they just leave us alone.
Leave you here because you love it here.
We love it here.
Yeah. It's now we're going to talk about Coats for Kids, which is also celebrating a big milestone this year. But before you do, I understand yesterday you kicked off serving your families for Christmas. Tell us about that.
Sure. Yeah. Yesterday we started our Christmas distribution for the toys and food for the families. And we had over 1,000 children that we helped with brand new toys yesterday.
Wow.
And over 453 families that came in yesterday. And we have, and today's day two, and we have the rest of the week to do that.
And you already have 400 scheduled to come just Friday.
Yes,
so
Friday alone.
You guys are really serving a lot of people this weekend, bringing a lot of joy and Christmas to them. You have any great stories from just even yesterday that you could share with us about what you guys do?
Christmas is a difficult time for a lot of people, but as we walk the parents through to pick out toys for their children, one lady we realized that she was picking out gifts for her 9-year-old daughter, her sister, and we said, "What is the story behind that? Why isn't your mom here to do this?" And she said, "My mother died in August, and I'm responsible now for my 9-year-old sister."
Wow.
And so here was a young lady herself, probably in her early 20s, and she's responsible now for her younger sister. And so we had the opportunity to pray with her and share a gift for her for Christmas. And
yeah, bless
it was wonderful.
Them. That's wonderful. Let's talk about Coats for Kids because you're kicking that off as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this year we've already given out over 1,800 coats to children in need. And we started in October. We'll go all the way up through the end of March. And so we know that we'll probably give out another 500 to 1,000 coats from now until then. And people who are in need of coats should just give us a call. And we will help any child that needs a coat up to age 16.
That's amazing. Are you still taking donations if folks want to help in that way?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is our week for raising the funds to help pay for those coats. And then also anybody who wants to drop off a brand new coat, they can do that. We only give out brand new coats.
Which is amazing. So if folks want to help financially, what's the best way or easiest way for them to do that?
They can either send a check to us or they can go online to the Salvation Army and they can leave a contribution there. And we have one specifically for Coats for Kids. It's salarmy.us/CFK2024.
Okay. And are you seeing, you guys are right there on the front lines of, folks in need. Are you seeing a bigger need this year? What's it like as far as what you see?
Yeah, it seems like this whole year we've noticed an increase in the number of people coming to us for assistance. And the thing is, the increase is also meaning that the needs are greater because people owe more money or because the prices of rent and utilities have gone up. Now when they come to us with a shutoff notice, it's way higher than what it's been in the past.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a huge increase this year.
Wow. If you'd like to help out with the Coats for Kids campaign or with anything Salvation Army is doing, you can check it out online. Now, your salvationarmy.org is your main place where they can find out the information. Or the special one for Coats for Kids, salarmy.us/CFK2024. That CFK stands for Coats for Kids. Yeah. Major Tom, we'll talk more with you coming up in just a bit, so stick around. CC Winans, Mandisa, and great tunes on the way.